I was on a spontaneous camping trip in the middle of fall. Sort of made the impulse decision to go for one last trip up to the northern woods of Minnesota before winter rolled in and put everything on hold for several months. I'd been up to these woods many times before, living just a couple hours south, so it was my regular place to go when I wanted to camp or spend a weekend hiking. The spot I was at was a small, secluded lake. The thing about Minnesota that I really loved is that it's known for having thousands of lakes scattered around the northern portion of the state, which means you can pretty often find smaller lakes that have nobody else around. Having one all to myself was always great, and so when I found this spot a few years ago, it sort of became my go-to camping area. The first 3 days of this trip were completely unnoteworthy. Nothing happened. I just camped and enjoyed having an empty lake to myself, spending the days wandering the woods, swimming in the water, and relaxing to the peace and quiet. I felt very safe and saw nothing to make me feel otherwise. It was on the fourth day, though, that I woke up at sunrise and exited my tent to find scattered footprints all over my campsite. Not just in the area around it, but some going right up to the front of my tent. They weren't there before, and it wasn't from me. The prints were from heavy boots, which I didn't even have, and they clearly came by while I was sleeping. I instantly felt really uncomfortable, knowing I had some sort of visitor in the middle of the night. I spent that whole morning walking the area, both through the forest and around the lake, looking for any other signs of anyone around. I didn't find anything. It wasn't really the fact that someone else arrived here that I was so concerned about. It was that they arrived in the middle of the night and walked all around the area I'd clearly been set up at, even coming right up to my tent, which was just insanely creepy. Then they just left without any traces, not even camping around here. It just didn't add up. I kept my eyes open for the rest of the day. Leaving did cross my mind, but the last thing I wanted to do was cut my final camping trip of the year short, and I saw no signs of whoever it was still being around. Looked like he really did just show up and then leave. Maybe he was hoping the spot would be empty and didn't want to share the lake with anyone else. Anyway, the day went by pretty slowly. I hung around the campsite, not doing too much. When the sun set, I stayed by the campfire and waited for myself to get tired. I'd mostly calmed down about the situation. I still thought it was weird and almost unexplainable, but continuing to think about it would only make me more unsettled, and I would never get any answers anyway. The night was pretty quiet. The water moving in the lake, the campfire, and the wind made it hard not to feel relaxed. I settled in my chair and slumped back, cozied up inside my winter jacket. My eyes were starting to get heavy, but I didn't want to get up, so I just let myself fall half asleep in the chair. I say half asleep because I don't think I ever actually fell asleep fully. My eyes were closed and everything, but I still think I was mostly conscious. And then I heard it. A voice call out my name. My eyes shot open, and I sat frozen for a moment. I whipped my head around in all directions. The forest was quiet, and everything seemed to be just as it was before. My eyes were still wide open, and my heart was racing. I couldn't tell if it was just a quick dream or something, or if I'd actually heard someone call my name out. It seemed so ridiculous and impossible that there was no way, but it felt so real. After a minute, I called out hello and listened to my voice echo through the woods with no response. I guess it really was just a quick dream, or maybe even one of those sleep paralysis type hallucinations because of the half asleep state I was in. That's how I tried to reassure myself. My heart immediately racing like that got me wide awake though, and that feeling of unsettledness still lingered. I couldn't get rid of it. I must have sat there for another half hour until I felt my eyes getting a bit heavy again. But this time, before I even closed them or was even near falling asleep, I heard it again. A voice calling out my name from the darkness of the woods. The voice I didn't recognize, but the way he said my name was like he was asking for my help or wanting me to come out there. I stood up and stared out at the woods. His voice called out my name again. It sounded like he wasn't that far away. Obviously, my head was spinning. How did this random guy in the woods know my name? And what was he doing out there in the dark? I took a few steps toward the trees and out to the edge of the light, then reluctantly called out hello again. There was a quiet pause for 15 seconds before the response I got was just the guy calling out my name for a fourth time. Something felt really wrong here. The way he was trying to lure me into walking out there into the woods, where it was legitimately pitch black. No way I was following his voice, no matter how curious and tempted I was to get answers. I took a few steps back and started to pack my things. I wasn't packing all that fast, though, because I was constantly stopping to listen and check my surroundings. Not to mention the campfire was just glowing ashes at this point, so taking everything down in the dark wasn't all that easy. It felt like I was running out of time, though. The voice kept getting closer as the light from the campfire faded, and several times footsteps would crunch on the leaves not too far away. Whoever was out there had to know what they were doing, which was horrifying. When I finally had everything packed, I threw on my backpack and took out the flashlight. I debated whether or not to turn it on, but decided it might be best to leave it off and try to disappear in the woods, letting the darkness give me enough cover to get away from him and ensure he couldn't follow me. So I left it off and quickly hurried in the opposite direction of the voice. The man called out again as I was leaving, and I only turned back once I was further away. I could barely see the warm glow of the embers from the campfire, and standing just behind it was the faintest outline of a figure. Couldn't make out anything distinct, although something about him looked extremely uncanny, or just off in some way. I turned around and hurried deeper into the woods, hearing the man's voice call out my name one more time, before it was suddenly just me in the empty, quiet, and dark woods again. The hike out of there was nerve-wracking to say the least, but the relief of making it out and getting back to my car and away from those woods, I can't even describe. I thought about calling the cops, but honestly thought I'd sound crazy. Some guy calling out my name in the woods and I guess stalking me. Like, what would cops even do about that? So now, almost 3 years later, I still don't know what truly happened out there that night. I know it's insane, but a part of me is upset that I didn't walk closer toward the voice to try and find out who it was, or how they knew my name. I know if I had, though, it could have been the last decision I'd ever make. I prefer to remain anonymous, but this happened several years ago. I worked at a small standalone business, and one of my coworkers was a guy named Cameron. We connected right away, both having been hired around the same time, and our desks were right next to each other. So needless to say, we talked a lot and had a great work friendship. We never hung out outside of work, but we always joked about going on a camping trip together, since we were both into hiking and stuff, and often found ourselves talking about it during the workday. I never thought it was really gonna happen, though, until one day I went into work and his desk was cleared out, and Cameron wasn't there. Turned out he'd been fired, for reasons I, of course, wasn't permitted to know. I got a text from him that same day, asking about meeting up outside of work and going on that camping trip we always talked about. Honestly, I felt bad for him, and knowing now that I'd likely never see him again if I didn't, I took him up on the offer. I mean, how bad could it be? We made the plans, and a week later, we met up at a forest trailhead, 2 hours west of the city. He looked very excited and happy to see me, and I was actually happy to see him as well. Right off the bat, though, I did feel like he wasn't the same person as he was in the office. Not in a concerning way, but it was just something I noticed. We started heading down the trail and talked the whole way there. I tried subtly asking about why he didn't work at the office anymore, but he avoided the question. At work, he was always very open about everything, probably too open, so it was kind of strange to see him more reserved like this. But I assumed he just made an embarrassing mistake or something. Anyway, we got to the campsite and set up both tents, then made lunch. And as soon as we were done eating, Cameron abruptly stood up and said, "Be right back," then walked off into the woods. The way he said it was like he had somewhere to be, which in this setting didn't make any sense. Like, why not just say you were heading out for a walk or whatever? I stayed at the campsite, relaxing for 10 minutes until he came back. He didn't say anything and acted like nothing happened, so I just let it go over my head. We talked for a bit longer, I don't know, an hour I guess. Then he did the same thing. He said he'd be back and walked out into the woods, except this time it was right in the middle of a conversation. He suddenly just looked out at the trees, stopped talking, and left. First thing I did was look where he had looked, but didn't see anything. This time I actually felt really weird about it, unsettled almost. Again, 10 minutes later, he came back. This time I asked where he went, and he thought for a second, but just said nowhere. No explanation whatsoever. And again, I just let it go. I'd been talking to Cameron nearly every day for 6 months straight, so a few strange things weren't going to fully change my view of him. We talked some more around the campfire, and eventually went into our tents to go to bed. I was pretty tired, so I fell asleep no problem. However, I woke up in the middle of the night. My eyes opened, and I distinctly remember how quiet it was. Just the soft forest sounds. I unzipped my tent and looked out, just to check the surroundings, still not knowing why I woke up. Right away, I saw Cameron's tent was open, and he wasn't in it. I looked all around the campsite and didn't see him anywhere. I noticed the flashlight was missing though, but I didn't see a light anywhere in the trees.
"Cameron?"
I called out his name a few times, but he didn't call back. I sat outside my tent for a whole minute, looking all around and waiting to see if he came back, until I started to hear something out in the trees. It sounded like chatter, two people talking quietly back and forth.
"Cameron, you out there?"
The talking stopped, and the forest was quiet again. After 30 seconds of tension, Cameron slowly walked out of the trees and into the campsite. His face was tense, but he tried to hide it with a nervous smile. I asked him who was out there. He paused, then said no one. As he was talking, though, a few footsteps came from out in the trees. I know he heard it too. I looked at him again, and again asked who was out there. I was starting to get really uneasy. But even still, he said no one. There was a very tense 15 or 20 seconds where both of us just looked at each other. And quietly, slow footsteps were approaching from the dark. Adrenaline built up in me until I suddenly just bolted down the trail, leaving everything behind, As I ran, I could hear Cameron and some other guy talking, but I never looked back. I didn't stop until I was at my car. Thank God we drove separately, and I kept my keys and phone on me. I drove home and spent the rest of that night just thinking about what the hell went wrong. I ended up texting Cameron, but the message didn't even deliver. He'd already blocked me. Since that night, I'd never had any contact with him. I don't know who else was out there, or what him and Cameron were planning, but I think I'm really lucky to have gotten away. Last year, just around early November, I took a trip out to my hometown, mostly to see some old friends, but also to enjoy the week in a nice vacation cabin, just a nice rental place in the woods. My hometown wasn't big and mostly surrounded by forest, with plenty of great views and camping areas nearby. I had actually never been camping before, but I'd been doing tons of research and really wanted to get into it. I'd collected all the gear I needed and figured a great first time camping would be in a forest I was familiar with, right outside of my hometown. That way I felt safer and could ease into the hobby. I chose the rental cabin specifically because there was a trail behind it that led to a small campground. I thought if anything went wrong, I could just head back to the cabin and everything would be alright. Felt like a risk-free way to enjoy my first trip. I spent the first couple days hanging out with my friends, and an additional day just chilling at the cabin and prepping my gear. Then I finally headed out to the campground. The trail was only an hour long. For the first 10 minutes, I was more focused on getting my backpack adjusted the right way and making sure everything was just going as planned. Once I got it all situated and had nothing else to worry about, I started to get a strange feeling. The feeling of being watched from out in the trees. It was my first time being alone in a forest, so I thought I was just nervous, but the feeling really didn't go away, like I thought it would. Every time I'd look out at the woods past the trail, this hollow, awful feeling would come over me. It really did feel like a sign to get the hell out of there. But I didn't listen. I kept going, fighting those feelings all the way up to the campsite. The campsite wasn't much, just a small bit of land that I honestly wouldn't have thought was even a campsite, if not for a few scraps left around by previous campers. This place definitely wasn't very established, because it was unkempt and not maintained at all. Still, being off the trail and in a more open area made me feel a bit better. I felt okay about it enough to stay. I started unpacking and getting my tent set up. This was my first time, so I was following the step-by-step instructions and making sure I got it right. Took maybe 15 minutes, which I don't think was too bad. It was as I was putting the final rain cover over it that a man arrived at the campsite. He was tall and looked around my age, so mid-20s. When I looked over at him, he waved and gave a strange smile. Strange because he made a regular smile, except the rest of his face didn't move. Like he just smiled with his mouth and teeth, while having a blank face. I thought it was really weird, and some crazy coincidence that he showed up right after I did, to a campsite that didn't seem to be used very often. But what did I know? I continued to mind my own business and get everything all sorted in my area, taking everything out and gathering sticks to build a fire with. There was already a small fire ring that someone must have built forever ago. As I was doing all that, the man set up his own tent, not too far from me. But oddly, that was it. That was all he brought. I saw him walk up with a backpack, which I thought was an actual backpack. But it was just a sling bag that had the tent in it. He didn't even have a sleeping bag or food or anything at all. I know that for a fact, because his tent was mostly a mesh see-through, not even having a rain cover over it. And the man was just sitting there, doing nothing. I felt weird every time I happened to glance over, because he would immediately look at me, and I'd have to quickly look away. After gathering all the sticks and finally having a while to just sit there and do nothing, I couldn't help but get more and more creeped out by this guy. Just a gut feeling that something was really off about him. And with the sun starting to go down, the thought of being there alone with him at night was really starting to bother me. As much as I hated myself for it, I decided it wasn't worth staying here while I felt this way, especially with my rental cabin not too far. Might even be able to make it before the sun was fully down. I started packing, and the man immediately got out of his tent. He stood next to it, and while he tried to not make it obvious, it was very obvious that he was watching me. His smile was gone now, and his whole face was straight and almost annoyed. I didn't even bother organizing my backpack, throwing everything in and just hoping it would zip up. When I was finally ready to leave, sunlight was just poking out from the top of the trees, so I knew I had to hurry. But the man hadn't taken down his tent, so I hoped that meant he was staying. I started walking. I kept checking behind me, making sure he didn't follow. For the first few minutes, I was relieved to see an empty trail every time I looked back. But about 10 minutes in, I turned around again and saw him. The trail wasn't perfectly straight, but far back, I saw him through the trees, coming down the trail toward me. I felt myself go numb. I was horrified. I picked up the pace, moving faster down the trail. From what I could see, I don't think he knew that I saw him, and the sun going down actually made things better for me. I was able to get back to the rental cabin, throwing my bag down inside and locking every door. I then posted up at the back window for 15 minutes, staring at the woods as the sun fully set and it became dark and lifeless. And it was as I was still staring out the window that a sudden knock shook the front door behind me. Not just some casual knock, though. Over and over, he was banging his fist against the door. In a panic, I called the police. I genuinely couldn't tell if he was just knocking really hard or actually trying to break the door down, and I was too scared to even look. As soon as I started talking on the phone, the man stopped for a second. I knew he was listening. Then his footsteps ran around the cabin, and I'm pretty sure I heard a few thumps from him trying to open up one of the windows before his footsteps fled into the woods. After that, it stayed quiet until two officers arrived 20 minutes later. With everything I told them, the officers agreed the man seemed to have some really bad intentions. However, finding him wasn't so easy. I knew what he looked like, but that was about it. They did a quick search that night with flashlights, but they never found him. His tent was gone from the campsite as well. I truly don't know what could have happened that night. I still can't forgive myself for not listening to my gut right away. It would have prevented everything that happened that night. I should have listened to my gut the moment I started feeling off about that forest.